The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove the splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit, for every tree is known by its fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person, out of the store of the goodness in his heart, produces good. But an evil person, out of a store of evil, produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Many people today ask, what has religion to do with the world? My brothers and sisters, as the gospel today demonstrates, everything. Religion has everything to do with the world. Our Lord Jesus Christ has everything to do with the world. You will know the good tree by its fruit. To distinguish the good tree from the bad, we need to look at the fruit that the tree produces. And the fruit that it produces is its deeds. And we can't look just at its foliage or its words. Many examples abound in the world around us, where people say one thing and do something entirely different, where they claim by their words good fruit, but show by their actions their vileness, their bad fruit. This duplicity has existed in creation since the beginning, when the snake, the serpent, tricked Adam and Eve into eating the forbidden fruit. Sometimes this duplicity that exists is simply a neighbor or a boss who says one thing and does another with perhaps only negligible bad fruit, but bad fruit nonetheless. Sometimes, however, this duplicity and this vileness has greater consequences. Consequences that endanger and destroy the lives of ordinary, everyday folk, innocent people. The good person, out of the good treasure of the heart, produces good, and the evil person, out of evil treasure, produces evil. For it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. There are times, however, where duplicity is not necessarily the case, where it's not seen, and the evil treasure within produces evil speech, and evil speech slowly turns hearts and minds towards evil. St. Bede explains that a person who has a treasure of patience and of perfect charity in his heart yields excellent fruit. He loves his neighbor and has all the other qualities Jesus teaches. He loves his enemies, does good to him who hates him, blesses him who curses him, prays for him who calumniates him, does not react against him who attacks him or robs him. He gives to those who ask, does not claim what they have stolen from him, wishes not to judge and does not condemn, corrects patiently and affectionately those who err. But the person who has in his heart the treasure of evil does exactly the opposite. He hates his friends, speaks evil of him who loves him, and does all the other things condemned by our Lord. My brothers and sisters, we must be on guard, even in today's world, against the duplicity that our Lord speaks of, and against the vileness of speech that sometimes comes. We must be on guard, even in today's world, where we might be tempted to think that all is safe and all is right, that major conflicts can no longer take place because we're too advanced as a world civilization for something so horrendous to happen as a major war. We must be on guard. On the one hand, we know that by our faith, Jesus Christ has won. But on the other, we know that evil is real and still persists. My brothers and sisters, I've mentioned this before, but as Christians, as Catholics, we must look at the world through the lens of faith. We must see the world as Jesus Christ does. We must be cautious of what we listen to and accept. We must be careful to pay attention not just to words, but to deeds and actions. We must judge by the fruit. And most of all, we must follow the two greatest commands that our Lord has set down for us, to love God and love our neighbor as yourself. And we must pray for our enemies. We must also, the Pope has invited us this Wednesday, he has invited us actually to offer our traditional day of fasting and penance and abstinence specifically for peace in Ukraine, for the people that are there.